Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. What has changed for you over the last 15 months? Has anything changed? For example, your job, your pay, the hours you work, where you work? Have you gained weight due to sitting around and getting depressed or doing emotional eating because you don't know what's next? Has your health declined or has it improved? I'm Denise Thompson, and I guide my clients to their optimal health and help them change bad habits into good ones while changing their mindset from negative to positive. I have been blessed as I get to share the gift of health daily with people who want it and need it. I had time to learn more for myself and about myself and have found that there is more I want to do, give, and be. It was an amazing time for me to rewrite my limiting belief story into a new one, a powerful story filled with joy and actions, helping me serve my clients better. And both my story and my work and everything else are still a work in progress. And that is good because we do need that, right? Anyway, so I want to share a few things with you that I've just learned over the last few weeks that are really serving me tremendously. And I want to give you the same chance to learn from what I've learned so you can create a better life for yourself. Remember, all my shows have to do with healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances, actually full circle health. And this part here, by finding out where your strengths are, who you are, and what you want to do and how you want to serve, is actually making you feel happier, healthier, and everything turns out so much better. So let me share with you a little bit about the Clarity tool, which has helped me so much. I would suggest you go and grab a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil so we can go over the few things together. I'll give you just a few seconds to go get that. All right? Starting with the current status, which is the truth, or it's our truth. It's the way we feel and perceive things. Write down where you are in the different areas of your life that matter most. When you're dirt honest with yourself, what do you really want? Take a minute or so to jot that down. It doesn't have to be complete sentences, but it has to be something that you will recognize afterwards and can comment on it. So, for example, one of my things that I really want is to be independent from my hubby's income. Not from him. I love him with all my heart. We'll have our 41st anniversary in a month. But I want to have my own income so I can actually take charge of certain things, or if we want to go travel, I can upgrade and pay for both of us to be more comfortable, things like that, you know, just whatever is touching your soul, put that down. Okay, then let's go to step two. No, not yet. I mean, the second question, where are you with your health? Well, I can only say that at 68, I feel much better now than I felt at 40. I lead by example, and I do as I say. It's not do as I say and not as I do. I do both. I do what I say I do and what I say, you know, you might want to do to improve your life. So I feel really, really good right now. Your finances. Are you where you want to be at, or do you have a dream where you would like to be? Think about that. I know for myself personally, I'm not earning as much as I want to. Can't afford everything I want to. I have everything I need. Absolutely no claim there. But I cannot afford everything I want to or I choose to, because it's just not it's just not there yet. So I'm working on it. Your relationships is the next one. Where are you with your relationships, be it with your spouse, your children, your loved ones, your employees, your coworkers, your boss, whatever? Where are you with your relationships? Are they all perfect? Do they leave room for improvement? In my case, my relationship with my husband is better today than it was 40 years ago. We both learned so much and have grown that we do not take things personally or for granted anymore. My relationship with our daughter still has room to improve because she is her own person and she has her will and thinks that, you know, children at a certain age, when they're not living at home anymore, they think they know everything better and parents are old and old-fashioned. Well, give her a few more years till she might find somebody to get married or might have some children or something. Who knows? I'm not going to project anything. I'm just saying at that point, they usually come back to find your parents, the parents, and get their input again. So the next question is your business. Where are you with your business? Are you at the top of cloud nine because you're doing exactly what you want, or is there room for improvement? And if yes, what would you like to change? Other areas of your life that matter to you is the next segment or the next question. It's actually interesting that chronological age does not really mean anything. I don't feel my age, you know, it's a chronological number, but my heart and my soul are much younger than that. So I have a lot more joy and I know that I can bring a lot more value to the people by exploring exactly who I am and where I want to go. So the next clarity tool is 1 year goals. Look back. Now let's fast forward a year. Where do you want to be in these areas, the ones we just talked about? Write it down and capture this vision for yourself. Get emotional, get engaged, get engulfed, and visualize specific details about what made it so amazing. So, it's a year from now. Where are you? I know that one of my goals is to write another book that's actually going to help people to learn how I have overcome a ton of challenges, and it's going to make it fun for them to learn before they're actually at that spot if they want to, so I can contribute something. Where are you in your health? In your finances? Your relationships? Your business? And other areas of your life that matter to you. Remember, they're exactly the same questions, except it's a year from now and you're looking back. So you can actually reflect on it, which is kind of awesome. Clarity tool number three is the seven levels deep. And that one really part. It is amazing what you can discover by being truthful to yourself. I actually did it by myself, and honestly, I didn't go as deep as I did when I had somebody who didn't know me volunteer to help me with it. And that person followed the guidelines and really got me to hone in things that I had no clue about. It changes every time I go through it. That's because I'm growing. And so it changes. So my mentor, who actually taught us this, said he's doing it at least once every 3 months. And he's a multimillionaire. And actually, his name is Dean Graziosi, and he's working a lot with Tony Robbins together. And the two of them have 66 years of business experience and learning, and so they're sharing their information with us. It's pretty darn amazing. And so, facial, when you have somebody who can actually be there with you and ask you the questions, not knowing what you think, what you might want to say, but they listen very carefully and they hone in on what you say. So, for example, the first question is, what is important to you about becoming successful? Think about it. Write it down. So for me, it was proving to myself that I'm good enough, worth it, and that people enjoy learning from me. Getting paid for my worth is a big one, because I feel I've been doing everything everybody asked me to do so far, and I never really got paid for what I'm worth. And now I want to change that. The next question is, why is it important to you? So that refers back to the first question. Why do I want to prove myself that I'm good enough, worth it, and getting paid for what I'm worth it? Why is that important to me? Because I'm sick and tired of always having been put down and told I cannot do it. I'm not smart enough. I'm too short. I want to prove them wrong and get rid of that negative feeling. I don't know if that's deep enough. That's why it's 7 levels deep. Next question again. Why is it important to you that I need to prove them wrong, that I want to get rid of the negative feelings? Well, the more negativity in life, the unhappier and unhealthier I am. Shifting to becoming positive and healthy is very important, as I lost my mom when I was 10 months old and she was only 21. Aha. There's already a hint. Do you see how it's changing a little bit with how I answer? Level 4, why is it important to you? Well, when I learned at 10 years old that my mom was actually my bonus mom, Dad remarried when I was 2, I was angry and frustrated and remember saying, my mom would have or she wouldn't have. And I had no facts about anything, just perceptions, just the way kids think, right? They always want to say, oh, the other person would have done it better, or I would have had an easier life with the other person. It's all baloney, actually. But, you know, that's the way we look at things when we're kids. So I have never really known my mom. I have a few pictures of her holding me and smiling at me, and my dad said she loved me so much. Okay, that's all I know. But I have never really experienced her. So once in a while when I do something and I can prove to my parents and my siblings that came from my bonus mom and my dad, when I can prove to them that I am worth it, that I'm enough, that I am a good person, that I have more knowledge than they know, and that I love to share with others and help them living better lives, that makes me feel good. And I feel like my mom is smiling down at me from heaven. Now, level 5, why is this so important to you? Well, it seems to me that DNA does not really matter so much. It's the surroundings we are in that shape us. And I want to give people hope and share with them how they can take charge of their lives and their health. Because I'm doing it. So that's pretty cool. And now 6, specifically, why is it important to you? Well, honestly, health has always been subject for me. I've been involved in health in over 50 years, helping as a little gopher in the lab and stuff, and then being able to go to patients. When my aunt was a head nurse in a little private hospital, I could go and give the patients water and do things and start interacting. And so that started when I was 10. So that was, 58 years ago. So I've always kind of done that, and I love helping people and making them feel good. And I want to take the health to mental, physical, and financial health to have complete balance and freedom. So it's not just one or the other. They all belong together, and I need to work with them. So that's actually the important part for me. Reach out and help someone and be yourself. And now it's not just in nursing. It's in other areas, too, that I just learned I have even more strengths than I thought. So it's not that you have to improve on what you learned, what your profession is. You can find something totally different. And the most important part is that you're totally passionate about. So we did the level 6 specifically. Why is it important to you? Because I want to have complete balance and freedom. And level 7, why is this important to you? And for me, it's I want to be in charge of my life and not let naysayers knock me down. I want to stand strong on my feet and do what I believe is best for me and the people I get to serve. I want to earn at least, and I put an amount of money in there, so I can share in the financial responsibility and relieve hubby a bit. I don't want anybody else have to experience feeling unworthy, not having enough funds. I'm tired of not being in charge of my life and my finances. And that, again, goes back to my childhood. We always had what we needed, but sometimes we really had to stretch the money, the currency, to make it work. Or at the end of the week, my bonus mom fixed, as we called it, eine Wochenrückblick-Suppe. That means a soup with all the leftovers in the refrigerator from the week, so nothing spoiled. And it was usually blended, so you didn't know what was in it. You went to the blender, almost like a sauce, a thickened soup with the potatoes and the rice and the noodles and the veggies and the meats and whatever there was. It was all in there, cooked down and blended, so it was homogenized and it tasted decent. But I cannot stand the thought of it anymore. So that's why I decided I need to make the changes so I can set a different example for my daughter, for our families, for our loved ones, and show them there is more out there than we think there is. We are the ones who are limiting ourselves. We are the ones who allow those limiting beliefs to stop us dead in the track. Now, by rewriting a story and crushing those limiting beliefs and making it a positive story, an empowering story, one where we are successful, where we succeed. And success does not always mean money. I want to stress that. Success means to achieve the highest level of what you want to achieve. I'm not talking about education. I'm talking about anything you are passionate about you can use. I know I've learned about some people who have taken this course with Dean and Tony, and they felt like they had absolutely nothing to share, and they weren't that educated, and they weren't that smart. And Dean kept on asking, why do you feel that way? Why is it that way? And he did the 7 levels deep with each and every one like that. And at the end, it came out they had a passion like none other about certain things. One person, child with eczema, and the doctors just wanted to put steroids on that little child all the time. And she, as the mom, said, I choose not to put steroids on my child. This is not good to start them off like that when they're little. you know, a few months old or a couple of years old, you really don't want to put that stuff on them. So she started being the research mom, finding natural, organic ways to find a cure for her child. And then she shared that with Dean. And he said, that is your why. You have a really good niche. Look at it. Where is your strength? Your strength is you decided you didn't want to use the chemicals. You didn't want the steroids on your child. You want to help other women who have children with eczema, because that's not something at the outside. That's something that comes from the inside of the body. And so she created that course. And the interesting thing is that Dean's wife given birth to a little boy who had eczema. And she didn't want all the steroids and stuff. And she was looking for natural things. And she went from doctor to doctor and was never happy. And she went and started researching and Googling it and found that person who created the home remedy that actually cured her little one of eczema. And so she signed up immediately that she wanted that product. And now there's thousands of people who want it. So the person who created the product did it at home, no extra cost, just naturally researching enough to know what needs to go in there, in that cream to help her child, or in that food or whatever it was. I did not personally research that. I want to look into it, though, since I know who it is. And so this little boy, Dean's little boy, is now feeling so much better and is so much happier because he's not itching like crazy. And I go, okay. So she thought she didn't have big education. She didn't have a profession. She wasn't a doctor. Well, people don't want to hear from doctors and professionals who just say what they're told to say. They want to learn and hear from people who have experienced it and who have found ways to help their children. And so that's only one of thousands of examples that we have. And I just want to give you hope with this and say, I know that each person deep in their heart has a gift to share, something they're really passionate about, be it some sort of woodwork that they want to do, either carving or sawing, you know, sawing out or burning. I'm not talking like burning in a fire, but burning with a tool so you can write on it or make designs, you know, so many things, knitting, crocheting. You could host a group. You could teach other people how to do that. There's people who love to do, what is it called? It's not albums. It's, it's a craft where you put pictures together, but you make it look really nice. And it's more than an album because you have captions to it or stories to it to make it real special. There's people who know how to do that to make it very effective so it flows. Not that you have one picture here and one picture there and in between are 50 years. And then you go at the end and you add some other things to it and you have no flow to the story. So those are all things that you can Google and find. And the best thing for you and for me it was actually find out what my passion is. And for me, it is to write another book. And it's kind of, I haven't written it yet. It's a work in progress. And I don't have a real title yet, but it's something to the fact where I've been, where I am, and where I'm going with limiting beliefs versus the new strong beliefs that I know I can do it and all the challenges that I have overcome in those years. So that is my thing, and I want to prepare a course, maybe a mastermind, to help more people. Because when I came to the U.S. 42 years ago almost, I barely spoke English, and it was difficult. And do you know how I learned English? I took care of the little baby that I came to take care of as a nanny, and I watched TV when he was asleep or when I held him, and I used some, you know, series that were easy to understand, and every word I didn't understand, I wrote down the way it sounded to me, so phonetically, and then every evening before I went to bed, I studied 50 to 100 new words to the point that they actually, to what I watched, because I had the visual, so I kind of knew what the actions were, what's going on, and then I matched the words to the actions, and that's how I learned English. And not everybody needs to do it that hard. Not everybody needs to go through all these challenges. There are ways to prepare for it, and that's what I want to actually create, something for others to make them feel better and easier and give them hope to then create something of their own. So the capabilities is the fourth clarity tool. And what new capabilities will you need to achieve this vision? So you have a vision that you came up with level 7, that question, and now elaborate on it. What do you need? Have you gained confidence? Do you feel like, gee, I'm so passionate about it. I have a minimum of 10,000 hours of experience in it. I'm an expert. I can do it. I'm smart enough. I'm just going to do it my way. And do you know that there are more people who like that when it's somebody else's way than a professional's way? Because many people need many different ways to hear things until it sinks in. I'm one of them. You can tell me a story 10 times and I hear 10 times something new in the same story, depending on who reads it or tells it and what the intonation is and what the pauses are. And it just changes in the option of what I get out of it. So let's make the best out of everything. I hope this has given you a little bit of clarity on how you can figure out how you can be the very best version of yourself. And if you have any questions, as always, get back to me. Send me an email to coachdenise@ctdigest.net or voicemail or text me at 562-335-4956. And I want to offer you 2 gifts. You can choose if you want one or the other or both. One is a free health goal strategy session to help you feel better about yourself and help you reach your goals. And the other one is an email health newsletter that I mail out weekly with a healthy recipe, healthy activities, some mindset things to work with, and an invitation to a free webinar on Wednesday night where you can learn more without having to pay money, without committing. But when it is something that you want, get back with me so I can help you. Anyway, I think that's about the gist of this. I do hope it brought you some value by showing you how I have moved forward and that you can do that too. And my biggest struggle was actually that even though when I became a best-selling author or earned my master's degree, I was told by my parents, who did it for you? Where did you buy your degree from? And so now I'm finally on my own. I mean, with my husband, but I'm away from my parents and I can actually do what I'm passionate about and start a mission, start a movement, something where I can help people and make them feel good. So I hope this has helped. Look forward to hearing from you. And until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.